spread majestically at the foothills of the Smokies, in the lovely Piedmont section of America, stands an institution of learning, of culture, of Christianity. Bob Jones University, a fortress of faith. As the day dawns, a remnant of cavalry is forming. The infantry of scarce 2,000 men are touching elbows for the last charge. Once more, the thrilling rebel cheer rings through the Virginia woods, and with all their Confederate fierceness, they fall upon their enemy. Victory still clings to the tattered battle flags. The troopers of the cavalry, gallant men, are as dauntless today as when they followed the lead of another general. The infantry, in dirty, ragged uniforms, but carrying bright muskets, move swiftly, bravely, with intrepid pace. These soldiers are the scarred and sinewy veterans of 50 fields with glory still about them. Suddenly, the blue lines break before them. Two cannons and many prisoners are captured. For 2 miles, the Southern troops sweep the field, victors still. But no, too late. Behind the flying sabers and rifles of the enemy rise the bayonets and batteries of the Union Army to thwart their path. Too late. Doom is sealed. There is no escape. And so the guns of the last charge die away in the morning air and echo like the sob of a mighty sea. All is still. The last fight has been fought. The end has come. The smoke has vanished, and the startled birds renew their songs over the stricken field. The battle smell is drowned in the fragrance of the flowering spring. The ragged soldier of the South stands there, facing dread reality more terrible than death. He stands to grapple with and face down despair. For he has done his all, and all is lost, save honor.
We're done for now. What's the use?
Stand up, you laggard. There's General Lee.
Men, there's nothing left me but to go and see General Grant. And I would rather die a thousand deaths.
For a moment, his face reflects the wail of despair that must well within him, but is quickly suppressed. He lifts his head proudly.
For it is our duty to live.
After his interview with General Grant, Lee again appeared to his men. A shout instinctively ran through the army. Then their shouts sank into silence. Every hat was raised. The bronzed face of thousands of grim warriors were bathed in tears. As he rode slowly along the lines, hundreds of his devoted veterans pressed around their chief, trying to take his hand, touch his person, or even lay a hand upon his horse. To him they gave their greatest affection.
Men, we have fought through the war together. I have done my best for you. You will take with you the satisfaction that proceeds from the consciousness of duty faithfully performed. And I earnestly pray that a merciful God will extend to you his blessing and protection. With an unceasing admiration of your constancy and devotion to your country, and a grateful remembrance of your kind and generous consideration of myself, I bid you an affectionate farewell.
After the war between the states, General Robert E. Lee exchanged the uniform of the soldier for the peaceful garb of the teacher. But his purpose was the same.
I have been elected to the presidency of Washington College here in the beautiful Valley of Virginia. I have entered upon the duties of the office in hope of being of some use to the noble youth of our country. I have a self-imposed task which I must accomplish. I have led the young of the South in battle. I have seen many of them fall under my standard. I shall devote my life now to training young men to do their duty in life. Duty is the sublimest word in our language. You cannot do more. You should never wish to do less. I shall be disappointed. I shall fail in the leading object that brought me here to this college unless these young men become real Christians. To Almighty God for His mercies, a nation's gratitude is due. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people.
Here am I to yield my life from thee.
famous men have come and gone, unknown men have lived and died, but God's word proclaims, "For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and he shall reward every man according to his works." Today's story was written by Eva Carrier and adapted for broadcast by Joyce Parks. Listen again next week for Fortress of Faith, coming to you from the campus of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.